few sections of Zohar that we're going to discuss here tonight. The main idea of tonight is connect to the soul, one of the greatest soul of all time, if not the greatest soul of all time, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And we know that when we talk about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we're talking about his teacher, one of the greatest soul of all time, Rabbi Akiva. The Ari explained in the Gate of Reincarnation that Rabbi Akiva was the soul of Cain. So it seemed to us that Rabbi Akiva is one of the greatest souls. But actually, the Ari explained that from Rabbi Akiva came a greater soul than Rabbi Akiva himself. So just to appreciate who is here tonight. The reason I have two candles is because I'm going to read to you the section of Zohar, because tonight, together with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there is Rabbi Yitzchak as well. So there is two Kabbalists, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So I'm going to light. The reason we light in candle, because the word candle is ner, and the word ner is nefesh ruach or neshama ruach. It's to connect to the soul of the righteous. So I'm going to light first for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Please ask for your happiness to be manifest this year. And Rabbi Yitzchak, a student of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. All right? So just a basic history, a brief history of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He's famous for the one thing that he's famous for is the cave that where he studied. That's the picture behind you there. And that's what left from it. I mean, the cave was much bigger, but that's what left after many earthquakes. And we know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what it's written, he ran away from the Romans and he hid there because it was a discussion between three Kabbalists. One of them is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, one of them is Rabbi Yossi, and him, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And they have a discussion about the Roman. And they said, well, the Roman built Israel pretty good. It looked very nice. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai said, Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whatever they build, they do it for themselves. So the Caesar of Rome heard about it, said, we have to kill this guy. We have to eliminate him. So it was a decree, I guess, like the cowboy movie. It was a wanted sign or something like that. And they were chasing him. He ran with his son to the cave. He hid in the cave. And within the cave, he studied the meaning of the word Bereshit. Bereshit is the first word in the Torah. And basically what he did, he gives 70 explanations to the word Bereshit. The reason he did that, because he realized that the whole hatred that's happening in the world is because two people who study Torah disagree with each other and hate each other. That's what he found out. So what he did, he proved to people that even one word has 70 meaning. So why are you fighting? One word has 70 meaning, so if people kind of disagree with each other, there's no reason to kill each other. Because at that time, unfortunately, it was a lot of disagreement, a lot of fight between people. So as he's in the cave, 12 years, he's coming out. He see a farmer who worked the farm. He looked at his eyes and he burned the farmer and he burned his field. God said, what are you doing? What's going on? I mean, you studied 12 years. You revealed Tikkun HaZohar. Why are you killing people? He said, well, the guy was busy with physicality. I said, yes, but not everybody's like you. Because you need to know, at that time, Rabbi Shimon was in the cave, but he had only one suit. Not like us, we complain that we have two suits, right? He had one. He said, we have clothes and underwear, this, that. He had only one suit, one underwear, one pair of everything. That's it. What did he do? He hung in there and put himself in the ground in the dirt, covered himself till the neck. Of course, the story has meaning. Why till the neck? From the neck up. It's called Gimel Rishonot. There is a code for that. And he studied while his body buried in the ground. And he come out to pray with the clothes and go back and forth. I will tell you more of the story later, but I want to just give the brief history. And then he had to go back to the cave for 1 year so he could relax his energy, like to balance it a little bit. And then Eliyahu Navi, Elijah the prophet, came and said, hey, the decree is over. The Roman Empire died. It's time for you to come out. Why the Roman Empire died is okay. Because in those days, the Roman, they're weird. Why they're weird? Because the next Caesar that come, cancel everything that the last Caesar did. That was the rules to make them very special. Because they want to make sure, because people don't believe you smart. But if you prove the other guy to be stupid, then people give you respect. That's how it used to work in those days. Maybe it's still in our days, you know? So you don't have to prove yourself smart. You just say the other guy was so stupid. I'm good. So that's how it says. So they cancel the decree. Rabbi Shimon is alive. And he come out of the cave. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the famous Kabbalist, watching him, and I say his body's holes, you know, because we know when we run out without cream, without something, right, the skin dry a little bit. Drink about 13 years in the ground, okay, how is your skin going to look like? So basically, it's coming out, Rabbi Pinchas seeing, said to him, oh, whoa, that I saw you like that. And he said to Rabbi Pinchas, good for you, you saw me like this, because if you wouldn't see me like this, I wouldn't reveal what I was about to reveal to you, which is the book of the Zohar. This is the book of the Zohar. So that's how I want to start. So I want to give a brief history. Now let's go to the Zohar. And I'm bringing different section, starting from Zohar Chadash Parashat Vayera. And that's what it's written. I'll read in Aramaic, then English. ואברהם היה בני 30, יום אחד נפק רבי שמעון, וחזר אלמא דחשיך ואפל. One day, Rabbi Shimon came out, and he saw that the universe is kind of dark. Dark doesn't mean the light was dim, it was spiritual light that had been dim. וסתם נאורה, and the light was concealed. אמר לו רבי לזר, tell him, his son רבי לזר, let's go and see what God wants. Can you imagine? Everything is going wrong in the world. These two, let's check out what's happening. אז לו וישכחו אחד מלאכה, דדמי לתרועה רברבה, ואפיק תלתין שלווין דנורא מפווה. They saw an angel the size of a mountain, and he has 30 flare or flame coming out of his mouth. What would you and me do? Okay, let me call the fire department, right? I mean, let's get out of here. Amar la Rabbi Shimon. Tell him, Rabbi Shimon. Ma'at be'ile be'aved. What's your story? What do you want? Amar lo be'ile be'charve la'alma. So I'm here to take care of the world and destroy the whole universe. Begin the lashachit letan la'kan bedara. Because I was checking. And there is not 30 righteous people in the world. Now, what is righteous? Righteous is people that find out everything to be justified. That's righteous. Tzadik comes from the word tzedek. Tzedek means justify. They justify everything. So there is not even 30 people like that. Da'achi gazar kadosh b'chol Avraham, he said, if you remember, it tell Rabbi Shimon, the angel. Remember Abraham, when he is negotiating with God, ואברהם היו יהיה בגימל תלתין אבו. אמר לו בשמון, ובתום מן החזיל כמה קודש אברהם, אמין לבריו חי שריך באלמה. He said to him, okay, I understand you need 30 צדיקים, you need this, you need that, but listen, can I talk to you for a second? He told the angel, this is the whole conversation with a mountain-sized angel, fire coming out of his mouth, like a whole movie. And now, he's like, Rabbi Shimon say, one second, do me a favor, just before you start the destruction, go to God, just mention that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is here. It's like God doesn't know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is here. He got to be mentioned that, right? Make sure. I love that. אמר לרבי שמעון, בבתי מנח, זילקה מקודש הבריך, ואמר לבר יוחאי שכיח באלמה. He said, make sure that you know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is here. אז על ההוא מהלכה, כי מקודש הבריך הוא. The angel doesn't have a free will. He go to God. אמר לו, מריאל בגלי קבח, מה דאמיר לי בר יוחאי? Say, you are God, right? Say, yes, I'm God. I'm an angel, right? You know what he told me. I don't need to tell you even what he told me. He told me, he sent me back here. אמר לו, קודש הבריחו, tell him God, זי לך ולאלמה. I give you a command to destroy the world. I'm God. ולא תשגיח בי בבר יוחאי. And I don't want you to go next to this guy, בר יוחאי. Don't go to Rabbi Shimon. Don't even look at him. There is a command. קדתה. So he went, the angel went back. חזי רבי שמעון ברכה. So the angel hide, that רבי שמעון will not see him, but רבי שמעון saw him. Chasing him. אמר לו, אילה תזל. It's just funny. This whole conversation is funny. אמר לו, אילה תזל, גזר נעלך, דלא תהיו לשמיה. He said, I'm telling you again. If you're not getting out of here, I'm not even sending you to heaven. And you will be instead of those two angels, that God gets rid of them and send them to the dirt. וקטיול קוצ'ה בריח קריש קוצ'ה בריחו אמאלה ואתלה תלתין זכאין באלמה לבוין סרין. And if you have a problem, you talk to God in my name and say like that. If there is no 30, there is 20. דאחיך טיב לא עשה בעבור 20, because God did that deal with Abraham. He said, not 30, 20. איתלה 20 לעבור 10. God said to Abraham, there is no 20. Find that. You remember when Abraham negotiated the deal about not to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, he negotiated, started with 50, going 40, going 30, going 20, and 10 they stop. He said, if there is no 20, there is 10. ואחר כתוב לו, השחית בעבור 10. עירית לעשרה, לעבור לטרין, דיינון עני וברי. And he continued, he didn't stop Abraham, stop in 10, for Minyan. He said, and by the way, if there is not 10, tell God, me and my son are good. רבי שמעון בר יוחאי and רבי אלעזר. It's good enough. דאחי כתיב על פי שניים עדים כל דבר, because God said it himself, that if you have to witness, it's good enough. ואין דבר אל העולם. תכתיב בדבר השם שמיים נעשו. ואית לי טרין, tell God now, if there is no two, if it's not enough, me and my son, האית, האי אית חד, then there is one. ואנה הוא. אנה הוא. I am this. I am that. רבי שמעון. דכתיב וצדיק יסוד עולם. It says that righteous is the foundation of earth. בישעתה. At that moment. נפק קלה משמיה ואמר right away a voice came from heaven. זכאך ולכאך רבי שמעון. Good for you רבי שמעון. דקוד שבריך הוא גזר למעלה. That God make a decree above and sign it, what's going to be. ואת מבטלת אתה. And you are canceled here below. בוודאי עליך כתיב, רצון נירב יעשה. For you it say that God is always going to do the great things that his people follow. So what can we learn from that? It's very important, the lesson here. More important than anything. Many times we meet people that work on themselves, spiritually. Almost sad. How many people work on their ego? Almost diminish their ego in a way that there's nothing left. In our generation, we are so low that working on the ego is not the purpose. You don't need to work on your ego. You need to work on how many people you're going to help. Because you're going to have ego no matter what you're going to do. Ego you're going to have. You cannot never get rid of it. You're doomed for the rest of your life. If you think you ever get rid of your ego, that's the ego. So what are you going to do now? Huh? What are you going to do? So you do. Now what left to do? Help people. Can you help people? That's it. Help people the best you can. Help as many people as you can. Now after that you have ego, do the best you can. You don't have ego. If you're busy enough. So many people become spiritual and start working on the ego. They start beating themselves up. I have ego. The teacher tells them, I have ego. What is ego? Of course we have ego. You heard about somebody who doesn't have ego? Yes, the one who died. That's no more ego. You have ego? Done. Dead. If Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will work on the ego now, what do we do? Okay. 30. Okay. 20. What Rabbi Shimon does? Me. Ana hu. Would you be able to stand in front of the angel, say, Ana hu? I am the one. But what about your ego? Oh, no. Who am I busy with now? Being humble? I'm busy to be humble because that's the new ego. Humble is a new style of ego now. In spirituality, they have a new name for ego. It's called being humble. If you find out to be humble, somebody being humble, you know they have ego. You have to always be careful from those one who look humble. They have the most ego. Always. You look at people, oh, my God, so much ego in the humble person. Just tell them, attack them like that. You see a humble person, say, too much ego there. You see what's coming back at you. How can you say that I'm working on my humbleness for 20 years? Oh, you know you're humble? So, remember, it's a lesson from Rabbi Shimon, Anahu. You want to make a difference in the world. You're not staying there behind the mountain and waiting for somebody to come and save you. You're going to make a difference. You're going to make a difference. You're going to make something that makes the universe a better place. If an emergency room doctor is sitting there and saying, I think I have too much ego today, I'm sorry, I can't save you, you have to die. It can't work like that, right? You got to find the core within you. Second story. Rabbi Yitzchak, the one that passed on today, why did he pass on today? Rabbi Yitzchak היה יושב יום אחד בפתחו של רבי יהודה. Rabbi Yitzchak, the student of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was sitting in the entrance of Rabbi Yehuda. היה עצוב. He was sad. יצא רבי יהודה בצרו בפתחו. Rabbi Yehuda came out and he found him sad. אמר לו, מה היום מיומיים? What happened? You are the happiest person I ever met. Even your name is Yitzchak. Yitzchak means to laugh. What happened to you? אמר לו, עתינה לגבך, למבה מנך תלת מילין. So the reason I came to you today is to ask you for three things. That's it. So okay, of course, whatever you want, tell me. That make you happy, please tell me. אחד, דקת תמה מילין דהורייתה, ותקל מיונו מילין דענן אמינה, דתאמן לו בשמי. So if you speak Torah that I used to say, please say it in my name. Begin להתקרא שמי. Second, אחד, זה להזכיר לי יוסף ברי, is I want you to take care of my son, יוסף. With Torah. And אחד, תזיל לקברי כל זין יומים דבי באותיך עליי. He say, the 7 days after Rabbi Yitzchak will be buried, he asked Rabbi Yehuda to basically go and pray in his grave for 7 days. What kind of visit is that, right? Rabbi Yitzchak coming to him, he's already telling him three things, right? Take care of his son, tell the wisdom on his name. Third, when he go to his grave, he should say, pray there. And he continued. אמר לו, מנין לך? So who told you you're going to die? Because usually people will come with that, they know they're going to die. So who told you you're going to die? רבי יצחק. אמר לי, נשמתי הסתלגק מני בכל לילה. I see that the soul leaving me every night. ולא התנער לי בחלמה. כמה דאבה בקדמיתה, and it doesn't come back like it used to. ועוד אחד אני מצלנע. And when I pray, ומתילה לשומע תפילה, and I look, I get to שומע תפילה, it's a section in the עמידה. השגחנה, I see, בצולמי דילי בקוטלה, and I look at the wall of the shadow on my wall, ולא חמין עליה, there is no shadow. Now, we don't talk about just physical shadow, inside the shadow, there is another shadow, it's called צלם, and he didn't see it. ואמינה הדיול וצלמה הדבר ולא התחזי, and when I saw that the shadow of the shadow disappear, דאחוזה נפיק כרת, תכתיב, אך מצלם יתהלך איש. כל הזמן את הצולמן, דברנה, את לא יתעבר מינה, יתהלך איש. The explanation is, if the shadow is gone, the person is gone. ורוחי התקיימה בגבי דעבר צולמן, דברנה, לא תחזי, תעבר מהאים מעלמה. So it looks like, it is the end. אמר לו, מאחד הכתיב, כצל ימינו עלי הארץ, אמר לו, כל עינין מילין. That be avdal beinar minach debu le'alma. So listen, if that's you sure you're dying, I will do whatever you ask me to do. Tevarech duchti gabach kama de'avenu ba'i alma. He said, but let's make a deal before you die on me. Look at it, it's unbelievable. Hey, before you're dying, we need to cut a deal, right? I said, I want you to find out what kind of place I have in the upper world. I love those tzaddikim, right? You know, but nothing is like, okay, I take care of you here. When you go up there, I want to make sure you keep me some table, little pita, little hummus, you know. Beautiful, the connection. What I love about it is the certainty they have. Dabu Alma, Tevaret Duchti Gabach. Kama Davin Be'alma. Bachar Rabbi, they start crying. Yitzchak Vabar, Bematu Minach, Nelot Itparesh Minai Kol Elan Yomin. He said, do me a favor. In the next days, he asked him, until he die, don't leave me. So this is a conversation between who? Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. They're talking, they hug each other, they make a deal. Now they come to the master. Azlu legaber de Rabbi Shimon. They have to go to the house of Rabbi Shimon. השכחה עוד אבל לאי באורייטה. He was busy study Torah. זקף אינו רבי שמעון. רבי שמעון הוא study, and he raises his eyes like this. וחמל לרבי יצחק, and he looked above the head of רבי יצחק. וחמל למלאך המוות. And he saw the angel of death. דראית קמה. And the angel of death kept dancing around him. וקם רבי שמעון, אחיד בידי דרבי יצחק. רבי שמעון left his study. Because some teachers and rabbi don't like to leave the study when they see somebody dying. They continue to study because they believe if you study good Torah, it will save the person, right? They don't go and save people. So somebody gets shot, chas v'shalom, bleeding, and all this, they say, study Torah, it will help you. No, you have to go and do it. You need to know. It's a law. If Rabbi Shimon do it, we need to do it, right? Rabbi Shimon could just sit there, right? And yeah. What did he do? Come Rabbi Shimon. Stood up. אחיד בידי דרבי יצחק. He went to the door, hold רבי יצחק. אמר נא. That's what he said. גוזר נא. I decree. מהן דרגיל למעל יעול. Whoever that I decided that welcome in my place is welcome. ומהן דרגיל למעל לא יעול. On whoever usually know that is not welcome in my place, will not be able to come in. Alu Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda. Two of them pulled into the study with Rabbi Shimon. Katir, Malach HaMavet Lebar. Malach HaMavet, the angel of death, stay outside. Cannot get in. Hashgach Rabbi Shimon v'chama da'at kan lo mata idana. Rabbi Shimon checked the forehead of Rabbi Yitzchak. Then he checked these two lines on the face to see how long he left this. He checked the hand, he checked the aura. How long is he going to stay? And he said that there is a few hours more for him to stay alive. He said, we need to study Torah right away. Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar Be, he called his son, said, Rabbi Lazar, Tiv Avtacha, stay in the entrance. Umad et chame, lo tishta'e be'ade, vi yave le'me'a lacha, ome omal de'lo yol. Whatever you see outside, whatever image it will come with, whatever shape it will wear, whatever it will tell you, absolutely ignore it. Amar Rabbi Shimon le Rabbi Yitzchak, Chamid yukanada avoch yomada. Did you see your father yet? Because usually when a person dies, they see the people who died before them. Ola, or not. Da'atanin b'shal debar ma shestalek ba'alba, avui v'kruvon mishtakhin tameme. Usually before a person dies, 30 days before, they have a visitor. They prepare the red carpet or blue carpet, you know, whatever color person like, prepare like the arrival. וחמל לא משתמודת לא וכל עניין דאבה מדורג הבא ביום אלמה מדרגה אחת. They're all ready for them, the singing depends. If the person is very elevated and very spiritual, everybody is waiting and they bring so many music and a lot of things to welcome them. כולם מתכנסים ומשתכחים, ואז לילים בלי שמתה. עד אתר דתשר דאטרה, אמר עד הכאן לא חמינה. And they take him to that chamber where he belong. So no, didn't see my father, didn't see the people who died in my family. Good. עדכר רבי שמעון ואמר, מערה דה אלמה. רבי שמעון stood up and say, master of the world. יש לו מודעה רבי יצחק לגבן. You know that רבי יצחק is part of us, part of our family, part of our study group. ומעינון שבעה עינין דאחרו. It's part of the seven eyes. It used to be 10 students. Three die. It will stay seven. Why three? Seven again. The ספירות. קטע חוכמה בינה. Gone. Seven ספירות. Yeah, I don't want to go. He's one of the seven. אח ידינה בה ואהב לי. I'm holding his hand and I want you to give him to me. He's mine. נפק עליו אמר קורסיה דמערה קריבה בגדפו דרבי שמעון. Right away a voice came from heaven. היי דידחו, יסי רבי שמעון, is yours. וימחת תה, but we need to make a deal. וימחת תה, בזבנת תהיו למשרה, בקורס היח, אמר רבי שמעון, ודאי. So when you live, when you die, רבי שמעון, when you, I don't want to say die, when you live this world, never die. My mistake. When you live this physical world, you got to bring him with you. So okay, deal, no problem. Shake hand. Oh, no contract, no sign. Et chayich amer, Rabbi Lazar, davad eselik malach amavet. Rabbi Lazar tell his father, hey, this guy who was outside, whatever shape changer, disappeared. Tamar lo koftarat efizah batarat Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai shachiyach. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar bre, olacha v'achid bi berabbi Yitzchak, say, hold him. Dar chamin ambim debistafe, al Rabbi Lazar v'achid bi berabbi Shimon, adar anpev lai beoraita. So, Rabbi Yitzchak, at that moment, was shaking. Now, you need to understand. He knew that they have a few hours to live. He knew. It's not like maybe. The whole body is shaking. He's like in the process of dying. The body is still going through the process of dying. Rabbi Shimon is able to bring the soul now. We need to take care of the body. So he called his son, Rabbi Lazar. He said, hold him. We need to bring him back. Naim means sleep in Aramaic. Naim, Rabbi Yitzchak, v'chama le'avoy. Avoy means his father. He fell asleep and he saw his father. Amar lo bri, say, my son, Rabbi Yitzchak, zakah kol kach. Say, your portion is so beautiful. Be'alma din, be'alma de'ati. In the physical world and in the upper world. דאה בן תרפה אילנה דחיה דגינתה דעדן את האב. אילנה רבה ותקיף בטרין אלמין. רבי שמעון בן יוחאי הוא. Said you, you will be in the tree of life in the garden of Eden. To the one who controls everything in the garden of Eden, you have the merit to be with him and next to him. דאה הוא אחיד ליח באנפולד, because he put you part of the branch of the tree of life. זכאה כל כך בריא. Say, good for you, my son, good for you, my son. אמר לאבא, ומה אנה אתם? Say, what happened there up in the upper world? אמר לה, תלת יומין אבו דדחפו, עדרה דמשכבך, ותקודו לך. He said, you have to know, we were working so hard for the last 72 hours to prepare you the place. They were ready, you know, it's got to be gone. ותקינו לך כיוון פתחין לנרה לך מארבע סטרין, the alma and the old chambers was open from four places. Vana chamina dochtech vechadina. And as a father, I saw your place and I saw you coming to the place. I was so happy and proud of you. Daamina zakach olkach bri. And I was so happy that for me came a son like that that do so many good things to people. Bar daat kan barich lo zachit beoraita. And and I was very happy. Vashta evinin zvinin lemete gabach trisal tzadkei dechavraya, and you had 12 people waiting for you. Vad avina nafkei tarer kala bekulu almin me'an dechavrin dekaimin ach et atru begini derabbi Shimon shalta she'el v'talev le. And then they heard the voice of Rabbi Shimon talking to God, say, God, please, let's make a deal here. I need the guy with me. So they heard the whole conversation. ולא דבר לחדו דה שבעין דוחתים מתתרין אחי דילה, כולה דוחתה ודוחתה פתחין, פתחין לשווה על המין, וכל אלמה ואלמה התפתח לעין ראיתים, וכל ראיתה וראיתה התפתח לשבעין קטרין אילאין, ומתאמן התפתחו ארכין לעתיקה הסתיבה דכולה. למחמיה באו נעימותה, אילה דנערה מנה לכולה כמה דה אמר לחזות בנועם השם לבקר בהיכלו. באו לבקר בהיכלו, היינו דחתים בכל ביתי נאמן הוא. And not it only was 12 tzaddikim, it was 70 chamber opening for you. Everything was open. Everything was beautiful. He said to him, can I ask you a secret? He said to his father. So of course. So how much time was the additional after that? He wouldn't know what left. Amar lo, he told him, I'm not allowed to say, the father said to the son. And these things, they don't tell a human. But I will tell you one thing. In the happiest day of the year, that's called Lag BaOmer, tonight. Because you need to know, when Rabbi Shimon left the world, the upper world stopped any judgment that exists in the world. Any judgment. So everybody start party. So the upper world right now, there is dancing and party and drinking, everything. Non-stop, but not stop. That's why there is two traditions. Some to study little Zohar, but if you go to Meron, it's dancing. Like from midnight till the morning, the people dance until you fall from your leg. Hopefully we're going to do a little dance here. מחמת רוב הסודות שגילה, אז כנגרם בהידרה וזוטה. תהיה שם מורה שוכר ושתתף עם גילוי הסודות. And you have the merit when you come with him to be one of the people who set up his table. Then he woke up and he was so happy, he smiled. ראה רבי שמעון, רבי שמעון, look at his face. He said, it looked like you heard something new. He said, yes, I did. And he told him what he saw. And at that moment, he lay in his body next to the feet of Rabbi Shimon, like a carpet. And he didn't leave him. And then what he did, he went back to his son and started teaching him. Remember, he had a son that he told Rabbi Yehuda to teach. And it's a quite powerful section, one of my favorite. Is to understand how important in our time that each and every one of us look inside and understand that, you know, the universe is running out of people that protect us spiritually, guide us spiritually, give us not just knowledge, because many people have long beer, big yarmulke, cross, I don't know what else there is there, you know, famous aura. But I'm talking about if you would see Rabbi Shimon, I don't know if you would say hello, Rabbi Shimon. Dari, nobody knew Dari until Dari died. His neighbor didn't know it was Dari, actually. People didn't know him. Those people are nistarim, they are concealed. Because or the Chochmah, light of wisdom, is concealed. You never know that it's there. Whatever is revealed is or the Chassadim is revealed. Or the Chochmah, concealed. That's why it's more powerful. So nowadays, it's a duty of every human being, every one of us. What can we add to the universe? What can we do? And at that day, tonight, tomorrow, if you can, dance, sing, drink, we're going to do a motzin soon. Whatever you can do, to add happiness to the world, whatever you can do to add spirituality to the world, and don't say, but I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a teacher, I'm not that. You have to add one little thing. Now, if you have ego after that, you had ego before that. That's a secret. If you have ego after you help someone, that's when you had ego before you help someone. So it's better you have ego while you're helping than to have ego while you're not helping. Makes sense? Yes? Okay. That's the bottom line. So people are going to judge you. It's great for the ego. People are going to hate you. Great for the ego. Right? People will excommunicate you. Great for the ego. Did you know any tzaddik that was not excommunicated? Rabbi Shimon, 13 years. Rabbi Akiva, in age 40, he had to go away. 24. Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkodos, too. Yosef HaTzaddik, Yaakov. Yaakov went to Lavan. Stayed there 20 years, suffer. If a person want to make a difference, has to be excluded, has to be pushed away, not actually just for the suffering. The suffering is one thing, it's not the most important. It's because many of those tzaddikim prefer to disappear in the crowd. So what God do to them, it pushed them out, so they need to discover who they are. So when they discover who they are, they have to do the mission. They don't want to do the mission because they feel comfortable around 1,000 people, they study, they give lecture, goodbye. But now, once they excommunicate, for example, Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkelus, one of the greatest soul ever came to the world, you know? Or Achia Shiloni, one of the verses in the song is Achia, the prophet. He's always next to Rabbi Shimon. We're inviting him here too. Achia, Rabbi Shimon, we invite him. And Zad Hashem, you know, if there is one thing that my teacher, the Rav, used to do tonight, in the old days, not today, it's different. It's mostly like more fun and this and that. But in the old days, we used to read those type of sections I just read to you. There's another section that Rav used to read. I'm going to read it later. We used to actually doing it in the beginning. It used to be done in Queens. And then when we grew a little bit, grew meaning we become 40 people, we used to go to Great Neck to make it in some Kolbe. It's like a Persian restaurant. That was like when we get to the highest level. And then we couldn't find room because grew up to become 89 people. I was in New York all this time. So we had to go to New Jersey. I don't want to tell you the place, it's embarrassing, but that's what happened. But the main thing was a little music, a little study, and pick up your spirit. Now, one thing you need to know, you cannot be sad tonight. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I know some of you want to get depressed here and there. Can't. Not. It's not a joke. It's actually, there is a decree. Rabbi Shimon put the decree in heaven that whoever find a good reason why he can be miserable tonight, then I don't want to continue the verse. What it's I rewrite it, actually.